Well, welcome, folks. This is flying to the hour of the time. Nerves are getting a little bit better now. If everyone will please get a piece of paper and something to write with, so you will be able to write down phone numbers where you can get the info pack of Dr. Wallach's products. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. The last 3 days we have listened to Dr. Wallach talking about vitamins and minerals and how they can help each and every one of you with your health. The last 2 weeks I went out and got some interviews from some of the public that has came in to our store and told us what Dr. Wallach products has done for them. And, you know, right now we don't have the store, but that's another story another time. Anyways, I asked these ladies and gentlemen if they would be willing to let me record their testimonies and how Dr. Wallach products has helped them. So they said they didn't mind. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please remember that this is my first time, and I, the recordings didn't come out the best, as they probably should have, but like I said, this is my first time, so please be patient with me. I got some cheat sheets here that I wrote down to help me out, so I have 6 testimonies of ladies and gentlemen that gave me their testimonies about what was wrong with them and how Dr. Wallach vitamins and minerals has helped them. Here is the first testimony. The lady's name is Judy.
And I started Dr. Wallach stuff back in March of 98. And at that time, my legs were diagnosed between 92 and 94 years old for 5 different doctors. And I started taking Dr. Wallach's formula. And now it is October of 99. My legs are now around 70 to 75 years old. I can walk better. I feel better. You can't say enough about this stuff. We feel better. We're doing everything that he tells us to do and more. You can't get enough of his stuff.
Okay, Judy, how old are you now if you would tell me?
I'll be 51 in November.
Okay, thanks.
Judy Merrill of Eager, Arizona. I'm 87 years old. And thanks to Dr. Wallach's
products,
I probably wouldn't be here today. I've been in and out of the hospital so many times. A lot of it was lack of nutrition, not taking the right kind of vitamins until I was introduced to Dr. Wallach's products. I feel like they've literally saved my life. I'm also giving it to my granddaughter who has sugar diabetes. It helps why she's a lot better and gives the credit to Dr. Wallach's products. I give thanks to Tim and Pauline for introducing me to these products and hope that I can continue to take it and enjoy life.
My name is Jerry Reed. I'm 60 years old. I live in Alpine, Arizona. And I was introduced to Dr. Wallach's products about 9 months ago. And I used to take store-bought vitamins, and I would get terrible heartburns and just not do real well with it. And then I came on to Dr. Wallach's products, and I've been doing real well with it, and I'm just full of go power. Anyway, my wife is going to be talking with you in just a second here. Thank you very much, Tim and Pauline.
My name is Donna Reed, and I'm 66 years old. I live in Alpine. And I used to take drugstore vitamins, and they bothered me really bad, vitamin E in particular. But since I've been taking Dr. Wallach's vitamins, I've had no problems. I wasn't able to take iron before, and I can take that now in the vitamins. And they really have helped me overall, thanks to Tim and Pauline.
Well, what can I say? This is Steve Brooks. From Phoenix. I come up here, 15 years ago. Springerville now. Anyway, Pauline asked me to tell what I've seen from the vitamins and minerals that Dr. Wallach puts out, and tell you the truth, I don't have the time to write the whole book because there's you need a whole lot of pages to describe what all it does. I used to have gray hair, now I don't. Used to have arthritis, now I don't. The only problem I have now is I get too active and I pull muscles, and Tim gave me a little idea about that because I went to a chiropractor, and the chiropractor was real happy because he could keep having me come back for another visit for $28 a shot, and it was fun there for him, you know, but I'd go out and I'd do something and I'd screw it up because I was overactive, and now that's even gone away. But she needs a little bit of muscle relaxers. Not arthritis problems. It's not your back out of whack, or my back anyway. I can't speak for anybody else, but the stuff works. I've never seen anybody's gray hair go away without sticking a bunch of chemicals in it and making, you know, maybe have a whatever else problems that stuff causes. I got the hair that I used to have when I was born with, and I'm a firm believer in it. And if you don't believe it, try it. If you don't have any results, well, I don't know what to say. You're not doing enough. That's all I can really say without really sitting down and writing a whole book about how the stuff works and how good it is. And good luck. I hope everybody wants to do it and, you know, live a better life. That's all.
My name is Pete Geisler, and I live in Eager, Arizona. And I was hospitalized a total of 42 days a year ago with pancreatitis. After numerous blood tests, my doctor told me my kidneys were only working 50%. After being on Dr. Wallach's nutritional program, and that was the only thing different I had done, my doctor ordered more blood work, and then when I went for an appointment, he told me my kidneys were 100% now. The only thing I have credit to this is taking the vitamins and minerals every day. And I started taking the vitamins and minerals about April of last year. And my mother also has diabetes, and she has been on vitamins and minerals since April. This is November, and that is 6 months. And now her insulin has been cut in half.
Well, thank you. All right. I'm hoping that would help some of you out there on convincing you how Dr. Wallach's product does work and how healthy it is for you. There were three more testimonies I wanted to get, but I didn't know how to get a hold of these people. One was a gentleman I had taken care of in the past that was a diabetic. He just got out of the nursing home when I started taking care of him. And I got him taking Dr. Wallach's pig arthritis formula. And now See, I think this gentleman has been, he, at that time, he was taking his insulin for, I think maybe 20 years. About a month after he got on Dr. Wallach's products, we cut back his insulin half. And then I would say 2 months later, he was off on his insulin. Every day I checked his glucose to make sure that, you know, it was still stable, that he didn't need it, you know, just to be on the safe side. But it's been 3 years now, and he still hasn't taken insulin. Another one was a couple that came through Springerville and stopped at our store, and a gentleman came in and asked Tim what we can do for his wife. Tim asked what was wrong with his wife, and he proceeded to tell him what was wrong and everything. And Tim suggested to give his wife or start her on Dr. Wallach vitamins and minerals. So he did that, and 3 months later, we got a phone call from this gentleman's wife. And she stated that she went in to see the doctor, and the doctor took her pacemaker out and said that her heart didn't need it anymore. We were shocked because we didn't know she had a pacemaker put in, and the gentleman didn't tell us that she had one either. So they live in Tucson, so that was pretty hard for me to get a hold of them. They passed through maybe twice a year, I think. And she was supposed to call me back after she did call us the first time, but she never did. Another real quick one to give you another idea of what Dr. Wallace products has done. A lady came in, I believe she lived in New Mexico, heard about Tim and what he has done for people. And she came in and told him that he was her last resort. He asked her what was wrong, you know, and she told, or proceeded to tell us, that she's been taking her daughter to the doctor for the last 2 or 3 years because her daughter had her lymph, I believe the lymph glands were so swollen like a rock, I believe due to mono, that the doctor told her that there was nothing else they can do, that they would have to wait it out. So Tim recommended taking Dr. Wallach's products plus a few other herbs and stuff, and I would say about a week or two later, the lady comes back in and brought her daughter in and said that her glands are half the size than they were when they first started. Well, about a month later, she came back crying and telling Tim that how her daughter's glands are back to normal. So I'm hoping, folks, that this will help convince you to open your eyes and to look at your health and what you can do for yourself. I told you about a video that I was waiting for, that Dr. Wallach was talking with another doctor. His name is not Frager, and I'm sorry about that. It's Dr. Swatzer, I believe is how you pronounce the word, Dr. Gerhard Swatzer. He's a world-renowned scientist and has been one of the pioneer in selenium research for over 40 years. He helped discover links between selenium and cancer. A professor emeritus, I believe is how you pronounce it, of the University of California, San Diego. Dr. Swatzer is the president of the World Biomedical Selenium Society and editor-in-chief of leading journal on the biological trace element research. So that tells you a little bit about him. I'm going to go ahead and read you a little bit about this video that I'm going to play here in just a few minutes so you can hear it. It's about 39 minutes long. It says, save your life. Find out how to dramatically reduce your risk of getting any types of cancer. Doctor to doctor. Swatzer and Wallach shares their opinion based on life experience on how you might prevent and reverse cancer. Groundbreaking studies now reveal the power that each mineral and vitamin has to the well-being of our bodies. Do you know that though the U.S. is one in medical technology, it ranks a lowly 17th of longevity among the industrialized nation. Protect your family's health. A health life is a life worth saving. Join Margot Watson, Miss USA, in 1995 as she unfolds this fascinating story. So if you guys would be patient with me here in a few minutes, I'll get this started for you. I'm still learning all these buttons in here. So here we go.
Degenerative disease is painful, both physically, emotionally, and financially. If you or a loved one has been affected by any degenerative disease, including arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, ADD, osteoporosis, or cancer, stay tuned for a pioneering new concept in health and longevity. Hello, and welcome to The Undoing of Disease, What Your Doctor Doesn't Tell You. I'm your hostess, Margot Watson. I'm here in the studio with trace mineral experts, Dr. Joel Wallach and Dr. Gerhard Schrauser. Glad to have you gentlemen here.
Thank you, Margot. Good to be
with you. Wonderful to be here. Dr. Schrauser, before we spotlight the prevention of cancer and other diseases, can you tell us what are the strengths of our current medical system as it stands now?
As it stands now, we are absolutely excellent and first rate in emergency medicine, in surgery, anything that has to do with first-rate technical equipment. In this regard, we are number one in the world.
Dr. Wallach, for the last 30 years, you've been involved in biomedical research and clinical medicine. Tell us what you see as the major weakness of our current medical system in America today.
Well, it's very expensive, and it treats the symptoms rather than going at the root cause of the disease. It's unfortunate this is true of the human medical system.
Are there medical treatments or myths or recommendations of the past that have been abandoned, which have now been found to be harmful?
Oh, absolutely. Margot, the cholesterol thing is probably the biggest fraud ever perpetuated against American people. Low-salt diets are totally useless, and low-fat diets. This has created more diseases, more physician-caused diseases now than there were 40 years ago.
There's a lot of myths that you've discussed in your lectures before that have been perpetuated. Are there any other ones that were really interesting? I remember some that chicken soup no longer is valuable, but if you run into your doctor, right?
Well, for instance, the myth that diabetes is genetic, that's what I call a medical caca. that's certainly not true. Adult onset diabetes, which makes up 85% of the diabetic population, is actually due to a deficiency of two trace minerals, chromium and vanadium. And yet, and this has been known since the 1950s, and it's a tragedy and almost criminal that doctors continue to tell people this is genetic and their only course is to take insulin for the rest of their life.
And there are other options,
obviously. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. People can wean off of insulin. People can get rid of their diabetes. It's just a matter of some education and doing some basic things that everybody can afford, just pennies a day.
Dr. Wallach, you are a guest to over 1,000 radio shows and numerous TV programs across the country each year. If you were to compare the American medical approach to other countries in the world, how would you rate it?
We wouldn't rank very well when it came to actual numbers, Margot, although the American medical system, when it comes to technology, is the most envied medical system in the world. Yet we don't set any longevity records. We rank 17th in longevity by the World Health Organization. There's actually 16 other countries whose people live longer than we do. We rank 19th in healthfulness. That means that there's 18 other countries whose people live longer than we do before they develop cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis. We rank 23rd when it comes to live births and first-year survivability of babies. And we rank dead last in a survey of 32 top industrialized nations when it comes to preventing birth defects. We rank 32 out of 32. So what this means, what these basic numbers mean, Margot, is we have the highest-priced healthcare system in the world, but not the best.
Well, I thought it was because of our American system, the capitalism stress. Is that, but it's not that.
No, it's an ignorance in the medical profession.
Dr. Wallach, as a veterinarian and physician, you've launched quite a stir. How did you come to believe that most diseases result from simple deficiencies?
Well, Margot, as a veterinarian, we learned that we could prevent and actually cure diseases in animals, reduce the amount of health care cost by using nutritional formulas, and that's basically because we don't have insurance for them. We don't have Blue Cross Blue Shield major medical hospitalization.
We haven't come out with that yet. No.
Well, they've tried it many, many times, but it's actually cheaper and more effective to prevent and cure diseases with nutrition. And I tried to get the medical doctors and the medical industry and people who are in a position of authority in the medical system to adopt this concept for human beings. It was actually on 2020 with Hugh Downs and Geraldo before he got his nose broke for the first time, trying to get this concept across. But it wasn't interesting to them. And so I went back to school for 4 years, became a physician. And I practiced in Portland, Oregon for 12 years as a general family practitioner. I used everything I'd learned in veterinary nutrition on my human patients. And it works just like a charm in human. In fact, it works so well that a lot of my patients used to kid their friends and their relatives. And they say, look, if you're not happy with what doctors are doing for you, go see Doc Waller. He'll treat you like a dog, but you get better.
Excuse me for playing the skeptic here, but you said that farmers and ranchers supplement their animals' food with vitamins and minerals. Well, for me, it's not hard to conclude from that fact that their feed was lacking something.
Absolutely, and a farmer, of course, is in business. And if he has to spend a lot of money on veterinary care, if he loses animals to disease, can't get them to market in time, he does lose money. And so he learned through research at big agricultural universities that by supplementing animal feeds, he's going to keep his costs down, and he's going to be much more profitable.
Supplementing?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, that means adding vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals to animal feeds because they know that our soils are deficient and plants cannot manufacture minerals, and so they have to get them from the soil. Knowing that the soils are deficient, the only way to make sure each animal, even the weakest ones in the group, get the optimal amounts of nutrition, the only way is to put it in the feed.
And blend it together.
Blend it together to make pellets. That way, every mouthful is perfect.
So does that mean, Dr. Wallach, that there's a problem with our food?
Yes. I know you don't recall this, but there was a U.S. Senate document 264. And U.S. Senate document 264 was very remarkable because it pointed out very clearly that the American soils are depleted of minerals, nutritional minerals, and as a result, the crops that are grown there, the grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts that are grown in these depleted soils are minerally deficient, and as a result, the animals and people who eat these minerally deficient crops get mineral deficiency diseases, and the only way to prevent and cure these nutritional diseases is by supplementing with minerals. Now, this document is pretty scary, Margot, because it was written and published in 1936.
1936?
1936.
How come we didn't know about it?
Well, at that time, we began to put vitamins and minerals and trace minerals into animal feeds to make up the difference. Unfortunately for human beings, we got wonder drugs at the time. We got sulfa drugs in 36. We got penicillin in 38. We got cortisone in 42. And everybody was led to believe if we just give medicine enough money for research, and if we faithfully watch Dr. Marcus Welby, MD, every week, they will find a wonder drug for everything. Well, you know that's not true today.
I'm concerned about my health. I eat a low-fat diet, basically. I exercise, I avoid sugar and caffeine, and I don't smoke, and I try to get in a salad a day. Are you telling me that I still have a high chance of getting a number of diseases?
Absolutely, Margot, because, first of all, even in the best of times in history, and now and certainly in the future, minerals never occurred in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. And as a result, the ability of you to get all 60 of the essential minerals you need, which are two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients, is less than you winning $1 million each day for 30 days in Vegas. It's just not going to happen. And so the only way that you're going to guarantee that you're going to get enough nutrients is to supplement. And, of course, we've tried this experiment for 200 years. Americans, as you point out, have eaten better than anybody. We've had the highest quality of food, yet our average lifespan is only 75.5, about half of our genetic potential for 120 to 140.
And there are people that live that old.
Oh, absolutely. There's 6 to 10 cultures that were written up by the National Geographic, a very reputable group of people that have a great journal, and they point out very clearly that the oldest documented living human being was 168 years old when he died.
168.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Lots of golfing in that. What do you feel are some of the diseases you can avoid or prevent by supplementing with minerals, Dr. Wallach?
Well, actually, Margot, according to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, 85% of the hospital admissions in America are due to degenerative diseases. And these, of course, are due to mineral deficiencies, most of them. This represents an enormous cost savings if we could prevent these things, which we can. We know we can. We're talking about diabetes, which is due to a deficiency of chromium and vanadium. We're talking about osteoporosis and arthritis, which are multiple mineral deficiencies, calcium, magnesium, manganese, sulfur, selenium, copper, zinc, and so on, plus some vitamins. And then, of course, you have cancer, which we know we can at least significantly reduce the rate of cancer by selenium supplementation.
How many minerals, vitamins, that type of thing are we supposed to have?
We're actually supposed to have 90 essential nutrients, Margo. Those include 16 minerals, that's 6-0 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And they're called essential nutrients for two reasons. Number one, our bodies cannot manufacture them. We must consume them every day, either as food or as supplementation. And number two, if any one of these essential nutrients is missing for a couple of months or a year or so, we get on the average 10 deficiency diseases. So 10 deficiency diseases times 90 essential nutrients, it's 900 diseases that are preventable with proper supplementation.
Dr. Strausser, the most dreaded of diseases is cancer. One of three people will get it in their lifetime, and billions of dollars are spent each year to treat it. Can a correlation between cancer and mineral deficiency be drawn?
Yes. And selenium, an essential element, is the key element that we will be discussing today, because there's some really exciting new news available, which I think is a true gift to the American people. And it is a gift because it was announced actually on December the 24th of 1996.
Good point.
But few people probably watched. They looked for their presents under the tree. And so we can talk about that.
Dr. Strausser, as the current president of the World Biomedical Selenium Society, you actually discovered more than 20 years ago that selenium is a highly effective trace mineral for cancer prevention. Why, in your words, is selenium so important for cancer prevention today?
Selenium is an essential trace element. This has been known since 1957. But my work has shown that selenium is uniquely able to prevent or delay the development of cancer, almost irrespective of the cause of it. And in this regard, it is becoming the most important element that we have to protect us against cancer.
Besides numerous responsibilities in your professional career, you've also spent a lot of time as editor-in-chief of a leading journal on biological trace element research. Why is cancer prevention so important?
Because cancer is a major cause of death. Just think that in the U.S. alone, last year, 510,000 men and women died from cancer. Therefore, anything that we could possibly do to prevent this disease is important and should be done now.
And people are really scared about it, too, because I guess they don't know what to do.
That is correct, and because cancer, once you have it, is so difficult and painful to treat, takes often years, and the end is very unfortunate to everybody.
And the costs are very formidable, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Dr. Strausser, one of your major research interests is the prevention of cancer with selenium. What evidence is there to justify the use of selenium for the prevention of cancer?
By now, the cancer protective and preventive effects of selenium have been demonstrated in virtually hundreds of different animal experiments. And we now know that selenium protects not only virtually against all chemical carcinogens, but also against cancer-producing viruses. And this is something especially important because more and more it is recognized that viruses that often may be hidden in the body for years eventually may turn normal cells around and turn them into cancer cells. And therefore it is of utmost importance to have something there that may even prevent oncogenesis, as we call it, by viruses. And selenium is that agent.
So even if somebody doesn't have a genetic predisposition towards cancer, they could get it?
Even then, you could get it because you could have the genetic information of a virus in your cells, which could be activated. But studies have now shown that you can, in fact, prevent this activation if you get enough selenium.
That's exciting news.
Absolutely. This was actually shown in China, where there's a region north of Shanghai in which liver cancer incidence is extremely high. And the major risk factor in this area was hepatitis B, which is a virus. And it was shown that the selenium prevent not only hepatitis B, but also the occurrence of liver cancer in the population.
As a world-renowned scientist and one of the pioneers in selenium research, what is our own natural defense against cancer?
One of the chief systems that we have is our immune system. We have special white blood cells that have the sole purpose of killing abnormal cells that are practically almost always formed in our bodies. For instance, when you're out in the sun, certain cells may transform. Of course, you don't know about this. But there are lymphocytes watching over this and actually are killing these abnormal cells all the time. Therefore, to maintain the function of these blood cells is absolutely essential. And what is now so truly fascinating is that it has been discovered that if you give people extra selenium, you can enhance the activity of these cells so that they can kill 5 times more cancer cells than they normally could. And therefore, our immune system is actually enhanced by this trace element selenium.
And so it works naturally.
And everything works naturally, and there are no side effects. In fact, there are only positive effects. And we will talk about some of these outside of the cancer problem.
But what evidence is there that selenium actually prevents cancer in humans?
There is what we call epidemiological evidence, which shows that, for instance, in areas that are naturally rich in selenium, fewer people die of cancer. And then there are studies in which doctors have collected blood samples of healthy people, stored them for many years, and then looked in that population for people who developed cancer, and then they compared the serum blood or blood selenium levels, and they found that people who later developed cancer had lower selenium levels before, that is, when they still were healthy, they developed cancer. And that gradually gave rise to the idea that selenium prevented cancer in humans. And ultimately, it led the National Cancer Institute and other agencies to fund a large-scale cancer prevention study, which was just concluded this year, and which we will discuss actually shortly from now.
Have there been some actual selenium supplementation trials with humans to prevent cancer?
As I already mentioned to you, the first human studies were actually done in China. One was done with a large number of people in an area in which esophagus cancer is very common. And it was found that just a supplement containing selenium, vitamin E, and beta-carotene would significantly lower the morbidity and mortality of that population. The trouble with that study was that it involved 3 agents, and so people, as scientists as we are skeptical, and we wondered, is it this or the other? But then there was a second study in Quidong, in the area with high liver cancer incidence, where only selenium was used and was found to be effective. And now we have the third study done in the United States with American patients, and there only selenium was given, and selenium was indeed found to be effective.
Do they call it a wonder drug?
Well, you could call it that. I would call it a wonder nutrient, because the selenium in all these studies was given at nutritional levels. And this is actually a very important point. We must never confuse prevention, which deals with keeping your cells normal and healthy, with therapy, which involves a medical intervention where you have to correct something that has already gone abnormal or cancerous. So we will talk today exclusively about prevention.
That's right. Action before reaction.
Exactly.
Dr. Schauser, what makes this study so exciting?
In my view, it was that the age of the participant was older than I would have expected to lead to a successful study. Because the average age at the beginning of the study of the participant was 66.4 years. At that age, you would think it's maybe too late to start preventing cancer. And yet, after a period of 7 years of this was the average observation period.
It was found that in those subjects who received the selenium supplements, the cancer incidence and mortality was up to 50% lower than in the control group, which only received placebo.
That's exciting.
And moreover, what turned out to be, for me, even most amazing, that even a terrible cancer like prostate cancer, afflicting elderly men, was very significantly prevented by just one agent, an agent that is inexpensive to obtain and doesn't produce any harmful side effects whatsoever. I think this is a study that the American people need to know, because it really opens the door to an effective mechanism of cancer prevention, much simpler than anything anybody would have thought in the past.
And it's taken so long for us to really grasp that information. We're so grateful you're here. Have there been any unexpected results?
There have been not really any truly unexpected results, but I should caution that the original aim of that study was to see if patients, and in fact the participants in that study, they're all former skin cancer patients. The purpose of that study was to see if you could protect these former skin cancer patients from developing metastases on new skin cancers. And that didn't work. The lesson we have to take from this is the following. If you had cancer, it is possible that your body harbors transformed cells. Now, these cells are usually more resistant, and they are a different, you can say, category than normal cells. And there, a simple nutrient such as selenium is not sufficient to cause a true effect. We need additional measures, therapeutic measures, but that doesn't mean that selenium shouldn't be taken. You just have to watch out. If you had cancer, this is a more serious matter, and you need medical attention. You need additional therapeutic modalities to protect yourself against recurrences.
The bottom line is really a balanced wisdom in using traditional methods and also nutritional methods.
Exactly, and you have to very well be aware that prevention is something else than therapy.
And it's best to prevent first, too.
And absolutely have to prevent first.
What are the consequences of this for anyone who had cancer and now wants to take selenium?
I think anyone should now start, can now start taking selenium. It is only that those people who already had cancer still require the regular medical checkup and additional treatment modalities that I have already pointed out.
It is reassuring to see that one can prevent prostate, lung, and colorectal cancers. But what about breast cancer and other cancers that afflict women?
Now, the American study, which was directed by Dr. Clark from the Arizona Cancer Center, and which involved 1,312 participants, unfortunately didn't use enough women in the study. And the reason was that they totally randomized the study. They didn't know the gender of the participants. So unfortunately, that study didn't produce enough good data for breast cancer prevention. But our own studies have shown that breast cancer can be prevented in animals with selenium very well. And I can even show you a paper that was published as early as 1915 in the United States, where they treated actually breast cancer patients with selenium successfully. Unfortunately, that study was forgotten. Maybe it was World War I. What one really has to watch for breast cancer prevention is that one has to begin taking selenium as early in life as possible. And that is because the malignant transformation of the cells in the mammary gland can occur early. And these transformed cells often sit in little nests for years without doing anything. But these malignant cells then later could actually develop into tumors. And for that reason, I strongly recommend start the selenium as early as possible. And of course, you must maintain always regular medical checkups, self-examination, and all methods that are available to detect mammary tumors as early as possible, because it's always the case that some cancer cells can form, they sort of escape the screening system of the body. So to summarize, it is still necessary to watch out very carefully in spite of taking selenium. But please do take selenium. And another thing one has to consider is diet. I often tell women who ask me, what can I do to protect myself? So half jokingly, I say, buy a Japanese cookbook and switch to a more Japanese diet. Because we know that in Japan, the breast cancer mortality and incidence is remarkably low. But as now Japanese are starting to eat more Western styles, American food.
Oh, you get all fat sugars.
Yeah, that's right. The breast cancer incidence is actually increasing even in Japan. And so I say, let's turn around and say, if you are at risk of breast cancer, you think we are at risk, start live like the traditional Japanese do, which is fairly easy in the United mm-hmm. States. It's a rice diet, seafood, mm-hmm. and but you also should take selenium with it. Because we've actually done a study where we gave mice that had a mammary tumor virus a simulated Japanese and a simulated American diet. And it turns out that the American diet offered no protection unless and until we added selenium. The Japanese diet offered some protection, but it became much better when we also added selenium to that diet. So the answer is yes, live like a Japanese lady and take selenium. That is, I think, a very good recommendation we can make right now with ethical justification.
Dr. Schrauser, what is the opinion of the National Cancer Institute and some scientific peers on selenium as a cancer preventative?
A few years ago, I attended a special selenium meeting at the National Cancer Institute, and there a spokesperson said that selenium is actually the only agent they had that showed promise.
The only agent?
That's what he said. Now, again, an agency consists of people, but I wholeheartedly agree with him because, you know, there were other agents that were touted for a while, beta carotene, for example, mm-hmm. which didn't actually pan out in larger studies. But selenium has actually panned out. And so, yes, the National Cancer Institute endorses the selenium studies. However, they are cautious and, in my opinion, a little bit too cautious in making general health recommendations at this time. They want additional studies. Now, I ask you, would you rather wait another 10 years before you start taking selenium? I would suggest that you don't wait. Start taking it now.
What's the downside if I did take it and it proved they did these 10 years of research and nothing turned out?
The only downside of you taking selenium would be that you could be could not be a participant of the new study that they would do. But you would protect yourself. And I even wonder if there is not an ethical problem now to conduct such studies, because I wouldn't want to participate in a study where I would tell you, or without telling you, give you a placebo for the next 10 years and watch until you develop breast cancer, if I already know that the chances would be high that I could prevent you from getting the disease. Mm. And so these ethical problems should be addressed, and, well, I believe we should take selenium, and you should take it.
When we come back, we'll talk about just how old you can live to be, and we'll talk with a sweet lady who experienced a vitamin and mineral miracle. Inga, thank you for inviting us to your home to sit and chat, hearing about your life and before and after your illness. Tell me, what did you experience when you were sick? What kind of ailments were you facing? And then what was your life before?
I faced arthritis, osteoporosis, chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr virus, they told me I had, fibromyalgia. I had, my goodness, thyroidectomies. Total hysterectomies.
What kind of surgeries did you have?
I had fusions done on my neck, where they took the bone out of my hip. I had knuckle replacement done.
Did you have bad arthritis?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It completely deteriorated my knuckles.
Mm-hmm. The pain you told me was so incredible.
Yeah, it was. I took roughly 7 Vicodins a day just to be out of, to do some work, some functioning, you know, in my home.
And you mentioned that the pain was so bad in your leg that even the doctors were suggesting...
Yes, I had very bad blockages in my right leg. It throbbed day and night. And they wanted to take the leg off because of the pain. And I also was scheduled for more knee surgeries.
Oh,
chronic tendonitis. Carpal tunnel syndrome.
Just like you were falling apart.
I was. That's what I did.
So it has impacted your life, obviously physically, but also financially.
And mentally. I went through my life savings because of my illness for 8 years. And had to remortgage a house what was paid for in order to build a new house, double door, everything wide open space so I could be moved in a wheelchair and I could function in that house. Had a toilet put in, a high toilet, and open doors to get into a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was ready for a wheelchair.
And you mentioned to me earlier that it got to the point where mentally you just didn't want to face it anymore.
No, the pain was just so severe that you just, there comes a time you want to end it all.
So what was the change? What happened to you that gave you hope?
What gave me hope was Dr. Wallach, listening to his radio show, the last 12 minutes of his show.
Mm-hmm.
He explained to a woman she had osteoporosis of the spine, and I followed these rules. My son drove to the grocery store, got the gelatin. We ordered vitamins, minerals.
Collodial minerals,
everything liquid, because you absorb it so much easier. And I started taking it day and night. I took it 10, 15 times a day. I didn't think I could overdose on vitamins and minerals because I should have been dead with all the medication I took,
mm-hmm.
roughly 20-some pills a day, just to be pain-free.
So from the time that you heard that radio program,
yes.
and your son got the medication,
yes.
when did you start noticing a change physically?
Well, I kept on taking it day and night, and within 3 to 4 weeks, my back didn't go out anymore. And 9 to 10 weeks after all that, I woke up one morning, was pain-free. I felt, for the first time in 10 years, normal. I felt light as a feather, and I jumped out of bed, and I said, my God, I can move without any help. I walked. It was
like in your life.
Yes. I was like new, reborn.
So what are you like now? What is your life like now?
I'm a hellraiser. I used to be. I swim. I hike again with my dog. I do what I want to do again.
And you credit it to?
Dr. Wallace. And the minerals, the vitamins, the colloidal minerals, and the gelatin.
And a lifestyle you mentioned.
Oh, yes, yes. I will forever be thankful to him. He changed my life. I just follow what he says.
Thank you, Inga. We appreciate you sharing your experience. And we wish you all the best in your new
Thank
life.
Thank you.
Wasn't that an incredible story? Gives all of us a sense of hope.
Absolutely.
After seeing the amazing results mineral supplements gave Inga Reagan, Dr. Wallach, should we just go out to the grocery or health food store and get any supplement? Or what should we look for?
Well, basically, Margo, we have to educate ourselves on what a mineral is. There's actually three types of minerals. Number one, there's the elemental mineral. This is relatively low in absorption and availability to animal and human being. Only as an adult, only 3 to 5%. As a child, maybe 8 to 12%. And in the 60s, we actually came up with a form of mineral known as chelated minerals. This is because farmers aren't willing to put a dollar in an animal's mouth and have 99 cents come out in the manure. So we learned that by adding amino acids and proteins and maybe even enzymes, which are proteins that do work, to the elemental mineral, it increases the availability tenfold. But the way that animals and people were designed to consume and absorb minerals is in a colloidal form.
Colloidal?
Colloidal. Okay. Yeah, small particle size in suspension. And this is 98% available to animals and people, as much as 10 times more available than the elemental form. So basically what we're looking for here for usability is either the chelated, some form of chelated mineral, or the colloidal mineral.
Dr. Schauser, what is the best form of selenium for us to take for absorption and to avoid toxicity?
The best form is a nutritional form, which is normally found in plants. And the compound you should look for is selenomethionine. That's an amino acid which has selenium in place of sulfur. We call the sulfur amino acid methionine. But plants also produce an amino acid if you give them enough selenium, which is selenomethionine, and build that selenium into the proteins of the plants. And therefore, certain grains, for instance, are rich in selenomethionine. And this selenomethionine can be found in quality supplements. And that is the selenium that we should be taking at this stage for nutritional purposes.
Dr. Wallach, if I don't get hit by a train and I choose to supplement with selenium and the other required nutrients my body wants and needs, how old can I live to be?
Well, the fun thing is, Margot, we have the genetic capability of living healthily now to be 120 to 140. There's no reason why you can't be playing golf and jogging and having fun playing cards with the girlfriends and the boyfriends at 120 to 140. Human beings do have that genetic capacity. But I would be quick to point out that Americans don't do a good job when it comes to longevity. We only live to be 75.5, half of our genetic potential. And so we do need to consciously make sure we take in all 90 essential nutrients so we can get there from here.
Which all of us really want to do, as
Absolutely.
Long as we have quality of life.
Right. People don't want to be a shriveled up prune at 100 years old sitting on the toilet all day so you don't have any time to do anything fun like golf or play and so on. So you do have to take in all 90 essential nutrients so that you can be healthful. There's no reason you can't. For instance, Jean Calment, this lady who now holds a record for longevity and is about 122, she rode her bike for 105 years as a volunteer librarian, and certainly everybody can do that if we just do the right thing.
In conclusion, Dr. Schauser, how can we prevent and survive cancer?
We can prevent it, as we have seen, with selenium, and also, and this is important, with a healthy lifestyle. We should not smoke, we should not drink excessively, we should have a healthy diet, and we should watch for small changes which occur, and we should have regular medical checkups to see if changes that we cannot observe have possibly occurred. And we should see to it that these changes are observed as early as possible. With this package, I think we can successfully prevent cancer.
And Dr. Wallach, how can we prevent or improve these other diseases, like arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, or Alzheimer's?
Well, again, you picked out diseases that are degenerative diseases that are either directly or indirectly related to nutritional deficiencies. And Dr. Schauser points out very, very well, give up the bad things like fried foods and sugar and caffeine and excessive alcohol, and take in, consciously supplement with all 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And, of course, this includes chromium and vanadium for the diabetes. It includes selenium for cancer. It includes the calcium, magnesium, boron, and sulfur, and chondroitin sulfate for arthritis and osteoporosis. And if we do these things, we can have a quality of life all the way up to 140.
If you or a loved one has been affected by any degenerative disease, including arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, ADD, osteoporosis, or cancer, don't wait for your doctor to give you permission. You've now learned many things today that your doctor doesn't tell you. So take control of your own health and give your body the nutrients it wants and needs today.
Boy, wasn't that great. Did it open some of your eyes out there? I hope. If you get your paper and pencil ready, I'll give you some phone numbers that you can call. So you, If you're interested in obtaining the information packet or how you can even get this video, the phone number is 1-888-701-0502. I'll repeat that again. The number is 1-888-01-0502. The other number you can call is 1-888-403-2405, and I'll repeat that again. That's 1-888-403-2405. If you folks out there really like what I have done this last week about talking, well, I don't say I didn't talk too much about health. Dr. Wallach did most of the talking for that. But if you folks really like to hear about health or natural medicine or herbs or, you know, anything along that line, and not necessarily just about Dr. Wallach, do me a favor. Write me here at the hour of the time, and I'll give you that address. And let me, I want to hear your opinions and what you think. Because I know right now, since Tim and I are really into health and into the herbs and the natural medicine, I think right now the biggest natural medicine that's going around is the glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, also the MSM. We thought about doing shows on different varieties of herbs or, I don't know, vitamins, minerals, or whatever. If you guys are really interested in something like that, please write me here and let me know what you think. And I do thank you all for being patient with me this week. Today is a little bit better than the last 3 days, but I want to thank you for being patient. Here is the mailing address that you can write to. It's the hour of the time, care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, that's EAGAR, Arizona 85925, and I'll repeat that. That's care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, that's EAGAR, Arizona 85925. Well, Dr. Wallach was right about his vitamins and minerals, that, you know, about giving them to the animals too. We give our dog, and this year we're raising chickens and turkeys, and in their water we put Dr. Wallach's mineral, and we put MSM, and that will be another, you know, we'll talk about MSM another time if you folks out there don't know what it is. We put that in their water, plus my dog's. We just bred her. She's a chow, and we put MSM plus the minerals in her water, too, to help her through her pregnancy. And I tell you, the minerals just gives out those animals the most beautiful coats. And, well, health-wise, they look wonderful, too. So folks, I want to thank you. I'll go ahead and play you some music. And you guys think about what Dr. Wallach and Dr. Swanser, I believe is how you pronounce his name, what they said, and look at your health and what you're doing, you know, with it. So we'll see you again another time, hopefully next week maybe. You have a good night, and hope the Creator blesses you tonight.
The finest thing that you've ever seen, I can't stop and tell her what I want to.
will return you to 101.1 FM, the oldies but the goodies. Good night, folks.